Before we move on, you should know that tomorrow we're talking about the wide world of romance novels. Now, the stereotype of these stories is pretty clear, but there's more to these books, especially nowadays. If you read them, what do you love about them? Which romance novel spoke to you the most? Leave us a voicemail, 855-236-1A1A. Or, if you've read one and did not like it, what about it rubbed you the wrong way? Tell us your story, 855-236-1A1A. We'll share some of your stories, torrid and otherwise, tomorrow on 1A. Roger Miller is a Country Music Hall of Famer, but as an artist, he lived many lives before his death in 1992.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents.
Maybe you've heard his biggest hit. It's a 1964 crossover jam called King of the Road.
2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the Road.
Roger Miller's signature style also included singing that sounds more like jazz scat singing than honky-tonk country. And you, like me, may have heard him as a kid from Disney's 1973 animated feature, Robin Hood.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Roger Miller is one of those musicians with an outsized influence, especially as a crossover act, who many of us may have heard but not known. He had some big hits during the British invasion. He even beat the Beatles for a Grammy one year, and he won a Tony Award. But his best-known tunes are classified as novelty songs. Still, other songwriters, especially in contemporary country, revere him, and some of them are part of the all-star cast on a new tribute album called King of the Road. Joining us to talk about that album is Miller's son, Dean Miller, who is also a musician. Dean, welcome to 1A.
Thank you so much.
And Ray Benson, leader of the band Asleep at the Wheel, performs on the record. Ray, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Dean Miller, let me start with you. You helped put the album together. What do you hope folks who listen to it come away with thinking and knowing about your dad?
Well, I've spent my whole life telling people things about my dad, and they always answer back with, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know he did that. Oh, I didn't know that. So my goal with this record is really to have people really realize all those I didn't know that's about him.
Ray, what does Roger Miller mean to you as a songwriter and as a musician?
Well, he was all of those things. The songs, he was a wordsmith. I mean, it's, you know, the last word in Lonesome is me. I mean, that's incredible. You know, the sun is high and so am I. The stars are out and so will I be pretty soon. I mean, the guy was a poet. He also was a honky-tonk musician, fiddle player, harmony singer for Ray Price, etc. I mean, he had the greatest band that ever lived. And Roger had it from A to Z, songwriter, performer, band leader. He was it.
Ray, on the album, your band, Asleep at the Wheel, performs with Huey Lewis to play one of Roger Miller's songs called Chug-a-Lug. Let's hear a little bit of that.
Chug-a-Lug, chug-a-Lug. Make you wanna hide a hidey-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-Lug, chug-a-Lug. Grape wine in a mason jar. Homemade in broad school. My friend of mine after class.
That's Asleep at the Wheel with Huey Lewis performing Chug-a-Lug. Dean, so many of Roger Miller's songs had this kind of bouncy element of fun to them. Was that a reflection of his personality? I mean, was he generally a kind of whimsical guy?
Oh, he was an absolute free spirit. I mean, there was no filter on him. And the thing I noticed the most about him was there was no fear. So he didn't answer to anybody else's rules about songwriting, about singing, about what to put out or what to do. He just kind of lived by the seat of his pants, or as he used to like to say, I sing through my nose by ear.
Ray, I heard you chuckle a little bit when we asked about him being whimsical. I imagine you got a story to tell.
Well, not only do I, there in the country music circles, there is a book of Rogerisms, and you know, the one when he was pulled over by the police in L.A., and the guy said, can I see your driver's license? He said, can I see your gun?
That's a brave man right there.
Exactly. Yeah. As I'm saying, no filter and no, and oh gosh, he was just a pleasure.
Kind of the Yogi Berra of country music. Let's hear another one of Roger's songs. This is called Do Wackadoo. Listen.
I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness, and you had a do, I could 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 do. They tell me you're running free, your days are never blue. I wish I had your good luck charm, and you had a do, I could 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 do. Yeah, I see you going down the street in your big Cadillac. You got girls in the front and got girls in the back, yeah, way in the back. You got money in a sack, both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. Rip it, bip, 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 boo, ba. I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness, and you had a do, I could 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 do.
Dean Miller, talk about that reputation that he had for songwriting. If somebody was coming to Roger Miller, somebody in Nashville was coming to him, what is it that they would seek him out for that he had a unique capacity for?
I don't think he had anything that could be taught. I think it was a gift. But another one of my favorite stories is that a songwriter came up to him somewhere in public, and he said, Mr. Miller, I have these songs, I have these lyrics. Would you please look at them and just tell me what you think? Just tell me what you think of these lyrics. And he pulled sheets and sheets of lyrics out of his pocket. And my dad kind of thumbed through them and looked at them for a second, and then he took out a pen and he wrote C+ on it.
C plus?
Yes, he wrote C+ on it.
Wow. That, dang. I would just go be an accountant after that.
Well, he was being funny. He was never mean or anything like that.
No,
but he was
he
made a joke of it. He was truly on fire all the time. He was funnier than anybody I've ever met. So.
We are speaking to Dean Miller, musician and the son of Roger Miller, who helped produce this tribute album, and Ray Benson, leader of Asleep at the Wheel, and a man who has stolen at least 40% of the bass from my voice, talking about this new tribute album to Roger Miller. I won't hold that against you, though, Ray. I won't hold that against you. Dean, I also wonder about the scatting, the scat singing that Roger Miller did. Any idea where that came from?
God, I guess. He just really, I think there were things that he couldn't express, that words were too limiting, maybe. So he just would scat, or he'd, you know, hum over something. He also got bored very easily. And he said once he'd finished the first verse in the chorus of a song, he was kind of done. And then he had to, as he said, in order to finish the second verse, I had to induce labor. But in those times, I think he just preferred to scat rather than to work on a song. I think he was just a free spirit. And nobody could tell him how to do it. He just did it how he wanted to. And I've seen hundreds of his shows, and no two shows were alike because he was up there entertaining himself, too. So part of that was entertaining himself.
Ray Benson, what about that scatting sound? It's not something you hear a lot necessarily, certainly in contemporary country, maybe in some country music, maybe in some of the more Appalachian, yodel-inspired music you might hear it, but it's not something you hear a lot of, especially these days.
No, you got to understand, he was a sideman first, you know, he was a fiddle player. You know, he played fiddle with us one night when we were honoring Willie. I can't remember why. It was up in Nashville, and Roger come up and played fiddle with us. I mean, he was in a band. That was from jazz. That was what it was. I mean, he understood, you know, when players would get together back then and jam, we jammed jazz. I mean, on stringed instruments, you know, Buddy, but these are, you know. So that's what he was doing. He was doing Ella Fitzgerald, but and then playing along with the guitar. You know, Slam Stewart did it on the bass. You know, zoom zoom zoom. But it's difficult. it's very difficult to play the note that you're playing on the guitar and sing that note. It's very difficult. But he was a musician. He was a sideman, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that was where he came from, right? I mean, Dean, he played in all those bands, you know.
Absolutely. He was a member of the Cherokee Cowboys with Ray Price. He played in bands in the Army. He just wanted to be in show business so badly. He told me all the time, I just wanted to be in show business so badly that I did whatever it took, you know?
That's it. That is it.
It would be a mistake for us to focus solely on his more whimsical songs. He certainly did have some more serious ones as well. Here is one track called Husbands and Wives.
Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. My belief, pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman. Some can and some can't and some can.
Husbands and Wives by Roger Miller. I'm Joshua Johnson. You're listening to 1A. Dean, what was your father's process for songwriting? Was it autobiographical? Did he just write about whatever inspired him? What was his primary source of inspiration?
I think it all kind of just came off the top of his head. I think he was very gifted. But I want to, if I may, take a moment to just point something out about that song. If you want to talk about the levels of brilliance in this guy, as far as this is like Shakespearean. There's a line in that song that says, it's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. And it rhymes like this. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. It also rhymes like this. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. Now that is otherworldly genius to me.
It makes me think about, someone like Lin-Manuel Miranda, who composed the music for Hamilton, and how long it took him. He said, my shot took him a year to write, and to have those kinds of levels of rhyme and the lyricality and the musicality, and it's no small feat. Ray, I wonder how you view his lyrical legacy from his music.
Well, it just rolled off his tongue. Seriously, I mean, I don't think Roger ever labored over a song. I wasn't there when he did, but you can tell. And by the way, I knew when he talked, it was just there. He was a poet. He was a limerick. He was was a scat singer, and he was a country western singer. I mean, which is everything American of where he came up. And like I said, I keep bringing up the last word in Lonesome Is Me because I've tried to write a song like that for 50 years. And even when I get the letters right, I can't write the meaningful part of that song. It's so deep.
The last word in Lonesome Is Me. The last word in Lonesome Is Me.
Actually, I did want to wrap up with that track. This is Dolly Parton with Alison Krauss, and we'll hear a bit of that as we say thank you to Ray Benson, leader of Asleep at the Wheel. Ray, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
And Dean Miller, the son of musician Roger Miller, who produced the tribute album. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you very much.
As we leave you with Dolly Parton and Alison Krauss, I should remind you that this program comes to you from WAMU, part of American University in Washington, distributed by NPR. I'm Joshua Johnson. Thank you for listening. This is 1A.
Good love sometimes our best isn't quite good enough, and the last word in Lonesome Is Me. The last word.
Yeah, you know, that my favorite Roger one is that when he said, I dropped my pills in the car and I had to eat a 57 Chevy before I could go on.
I never heard that one.
Yeah.
I never heard that one.
I also saw Roger at his lowest, but, you know, I was there too.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Hey, guys, do you mind if I ask you one more question, Ray?
Sure.
Since you brought that up, and we're still rolling. You said that you saw Roger at his lowest. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but, you know, we hear all these stories about artists who all have dark sides and so forth. What did that look like, and how did it affect his ability to make his art?
And let me say this, you know, Nashville in the 50s, 60s, pills were the drug of choice for a lot of reasons. One, it kept them up. And it is also one of the reasons, I mean, a lot of those novelty songs and tricks of the tongue are, you know, from being that high. And the moon is high and so am I. The stars are out and so will I be pretty soon. I don't care how you get there. That's poetry.
Dean, what was that like for you to see in your dad? That must have been tough to an extent.
Well, you know, he maintained himself pretty well in the public eye. I think he held it together. So as a kid, I was kind of oblivious to it all, but it was a very rock and roll lifestyle. There's an article that was printed once that said, when Roger Miller invites you to a party, it's not an invitation, it's a challenge. And that was kind of true for a while. I mean, he's been known to stay up for days, but he was always in pursuit of fun. He was always in pursuit of the fun, happy stuff.
And a song, because, you know, like I say, old Harlan Howard used to say, you don't get song ideas meeting with record executives. You do it sitting in a bar listening to a poor person's lament, you know. Yeah.
How did that resolve himself? Did he ever kick that habit, or did he have that throughout his life?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. He cleaned up and straightened up.
Hey, Dean, congratulations, pal. This took a long time. He talked to me about this years and years ago. And
3 or 4 years ago is when we finally started working on it.
Wow.
I can't thank you enough for being part of it.
Cool. Well, I look forward to hearing the album myself. It sounds like a lot of fun. I look forward to hearing it.
Great.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Adios, amigos.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you both.
Later, Dean.
All right. Bye, Ray. Ba-da-ba-ba. Ba-da-ba-ba.